First person singular. Views expressed are those of the commentator. Richard Stockton unexpectedly finds love at the In-N-Out Burger.
The stress never seems to end these days, does it? But I have a tale of love for you, love at the In-N-Out Burger.
I'm trying to make it back to home, but I'm starved. I'm on the road, and there is an In-N-Out Burger. All right, I get in line, my car, in the drive-thru, and I'm right behind this gigantic pickup truck, American flags all over it, and it's got dual exhaust. Man, it looks like they're about 3 feet off the ground, and they're just wah, 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 blowing this exhaust over my little car and me. I roll up the windows. I can still smell it. I'm choking. So I just stop, and I let him get way in front. I know it messes up the operation of the drive-thru. You're supposed to keep pushing forward. No, I can't. I can't breathe. So I stay way back. Cars are honking behind me. I don't care. I gotta breathe. And I'm making up all kinds of stories about this guy and his flags and his big truck. Oh, I bet I know who you voted for. So I finally get ready to pay for my burger. And the young man in the window says, "Nah, you don't have to pay anything. The guy in front of you paid for yours." I said, "Why?" And he said, "I don't know. He said something about apologizing for the exhaust." Now that was humbling for me. Yeah. I was making up stories about a guy who was actually paying it backwards.
Richard Stockton's comedy and music may be heard on YouTube and at richardstocktononeword.com. This program was produced by Lori Korn and Matilda Rand.